I just rather she feel the pain and get the wisdom in a dream than in real life. I have to send her another dream wake up call. Dreaming.
Help!
Okay, stop screaming now. Look, if you stop screaming, I will give you some food.
Are you trying to buy me food?
Since you put it that way, yes. Is it working?
Yes. No. Well, it depends. What kind of food?
Lots and lots of junk?
I don't eat junk.
That's what you think.
Excuse me, miss. Whatever you said your name was, I...
Sage! As in sausage. And I'm so glad that you could join me today. We're going to have so much fun. Are you ready for another tender fried, juicy, tasty, deliciously salty flavored sausage with some deep fries? Chip and I make a perfect combination.
Yay! I'm super excited. But I don't see any chips around, though.
He's sleeping. He likes to linger around. Don't want to wake him because he's super hyperactive when transforming into the sugar you love.
Ouch! My stomach hurts a lot.
Sounds like hunger. All you need is your regular sausages and fries and you'll feel better.
Yo, Jamie, don't listen to the trickster mixer, food junk fixer. He's all high cholesterol junk, pure garbage. Your stomach hurts because the fries, sausages just sit around inside. They are hard to digest. Those heavy fries and sausages have way too much fat, sugar, salt. Not good for your health.
Who are you?
I am Callaloo Spinach, but you can call me Calla. I'm all natural, soft, gentle, and the stomach. I'm fully loaded with nutrients to keep you healthy. I have vitamins and minerals that help boost your immune system. This system keeps you safe from viruses and bacteria that causes disease. It also defends your body from other things that can hurt you, like toxins. Plus, you'll have no more tummy aches from sage.
Are you going to listen to that green bush you need out trimming? Eating healthy is so boring. There's nothing fascinating munching on a weird plant. I'm the best meal choice. And your very fine friend. You're young. No need to worry about anything.
She's not your friend. Just a disaster calorie bomb. All she does is pollute your body with added sugar and bad fats from animal products like red meat, beef, goat, pork, bacon, and sausage.
Well, I like bad fats then.
No, Jamie. You like the taste of it, but your body hates what it's doing.
No, trust me. My body loves that kind of food.
Well, maybe you should ask your body. Look here. Look at the lining of your stomach and the intestines. Pretty soon, all your tubes will be clogged and blocked. Look at those large molecules clustering together into large fat droplets around you.
Yuck!
Yep, that's how your body sees it. You have to start seeing food like how your body sees it. Not just like how your eyes and taste buds see it. Your body doesn't like the look of too much red meat and deep fried food at all. That's all bad fats.
So what kind of food does my body want to see then?
Well, good fats come from nuts, seeds, olive oil, avocado pear, ackee, cheese, eggs, fatty fish, herring, sardine, mackerel, etc.
But I eat those things too.
Do you?
I do. Well, Some of the times. Well, every now and again, you know.
Really?
Well, honestly, more like almost never. Unless my mother forces me to eat it, that is.
And yet, you're willing to eat the food your body doesn't like every day. Remember, your body is your best friend.
I never thought of it like that before.
Yep, your body is like your best friend. If you're good to your best friend, then your best friend will be good to you. What do you think if every day you pass your so-called best friend and punch him or her in the belly?
I wouldn't do that to our best friend or to any friend or to anyone.
Exactly. So why do that to yourself?
Huh?
Why do that to your body?
I don't understand.
Yes, you do. The food you eat every day is like a kick and a punch to the organs of your body.
But I really enjoy eating a lot of fried sausages every day. I don't know how to stop.
Eating a lot of sausages and drinking those sugary drinks you love every day is not healthy. These processed foods cause constipation, clog up your arteries, and increase chances of diabetes and high blood pressure.
Yikes.
As for all those sodas you love, soda has no nourishment.
Well, it nourishes my mouth and quenches my thirst. That works, right?
Not even that. Unless you like having dental cavities and the chance of losing your teeth.
Yikes.
It is only sugar, water, and coloring. And you drink too much of it. Drink water instead, Jamie. Walk with your water bottle.
Jamie, enough sleeping now. You need to come and get something to eat.
Mom, I'm not eating healthy. I must do better.
What? What did he say? Jamie, are you feeling okay? Anyway, breakfast time is gone, but we left the food on the stove. Hurry. You're going to be late for piano practice today.
Coming, Mother. By the way, Mom, I would like to have your special Kalaluan boiled foods dish tonight, please.
No, man, sis. Are you okay? You never asked for Kalalu before.
Sebastian, don't question it. Kalalu she wants, Kalalu she gets. And guess what? You will get it too.
No, thanks. I'll be fine.
Yes, you will be fine. Kalalu is an excellent food source.
Hold on. Who is this and what have you done with my daughter? Really, though. What's going on with you, Jamie? Not that I mind it at all.
It's a long story, Mom. But I promise not to overindulge in any more junk food. And I'll run around the block with Sebastian tomorrow when he's warming up for track.
No problem, sis.
Anyway, eat up, my dear. Remember to wash dishes and sweep out the house afterwards. Your daddy's getting ready to drop you off at piano practice. When you get home from practice, dust down the furniture in the living room.
Mom, you never let Sebastian do any chores in the house. All he does is sit around like a king and play games all day.
No, still. I help Mom to prepare breakfast for you and I help to cook dinner. So that counts for something.
It counts for the fact that you love your belly.
You love your belly too, but you don't help to cook the food.
He has a point.
Mom, why do I have to do all that housework?
That's because you are a girl and I am the man of the house.
What was that?
I mean, second to daddy, I am the man of the house.
Man of the house, my foot? 16 is not a man. This is so unfair. You even get to go everywhere without Mom asking you questions, even if you come back in the wee of the night.
Jamie, face the facts. I am a male. And I'm 16. I have sports to do.
So what? I am a female. I'm almost 15 and I do dance and debating. You are such a spoiled brat.
Jamie, leave me alone, please.
No, I will not leave you alone.
Leave me alone, Jamie,
because you're
please.
Over there and you're getting
leave
away with
me
this.
Alone.
Quiet, both of you. be nice. Apologize to each other now.
I'm sorry.
Your sister is right. I've never really thought about it until now. I've been unfair, Jamie. I never wanted it to feel undervalued. I'm glad that you've started making progress and decided to stop eating all those junk food. Sebastian, starting today, you're going to help around in the house. Wash the dishes after breakfast and help your sister dust when she gets back from practice.
Mom, that's really
good. That's final. Listen, Sebastian. I'm very happy that you have taken to cooking and see the value in it. I want you to also understand that Jamie's household chores are very valuable, not just because it keeps our house clean, but also because the discipline of doing these chores can be applied to schoolwork and everything else. Discipline is discipline.
It can even make you a better athlete, son. Discipline is discipline. What you learn in being disciplined enough to do your household chores consistently will carry you through life. But anyways, we must also be disciplined around time. Jamie, make sure you reach the car in 10 minutes time. I am not waiting. You should have gotten up early with us and eat breakfast long time ago to be ready to go to class.
You know, dear, we have some good kids. I'm glad they challenge us sometimes and make us think. We're all growing as a family.
Yes, I'm glad that the 5-star healthy food cook knows he has other household responsibilities.
And the value of those responsibilities.
Something about this just feels so good in my spirit. Not perfect yet. But we don't need perfection. We just need to do the best we can with what we have.